Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the series, What Happens After Death. So, yesterday we were speaking about the believing pious soul versus the unbelieving impious soul and what happens immediately after death. Death is very easy for the pious soul, very difficult for the impious soul. When the pious person's soul is leaving his body, he longs to meet Allah. The impious, he hates to meet Allah. When the soul leaves the body, the pious praises Allah. The impious is begging for a second chance to get back to the world. The eyesight follows the soul as it departs from the mouth. The angels make dua for the pious soul. They curse the impious soul. Then the pious soul is shrouded in the shroud of Jannah, and the impious soul in the fabric of Jahannam. And the pious soul gives off the best smelling of musk that ever existed on the surface of the earth. And the impious soul gives forth the most repugnant odor of a decaying cadaver that ever existed on earth. Now, there's a trip to the heavens and back that we will now summarize for you, right? I think it'll be easier if I just talk about the believing soul. And you can then understand that for the unbelieving impious soul, it will be the opposite. Now, as the soul is being taken by the witnessing angels that came, the angel of death extracts it, gives it to the witnessing angels. As they're moving through the heavens now, different groups of angels, they pass. And they tell these angels, and these angels make a supplication. A good soul is coming from the earth. May the blessings of Allah be upon you and the body that you had inhabited. Then the angels pass it from one another because it's got a good smell. Hey, smell the soul, smell the soul. Obviously, for the unbeliever, that don't happen. The angels ask each other, what is this good soul? Because they can get the aroma. Then the witnessing angels who are carrying the soul will respond. This is so-and-so, son of so-and-so, son and so-and-so, uttering the best of names. When they reach the lowest heaven, they ask for permission. And the angels who are the guardians of the lowest heaven will say, welcome, good soul that inhabited a good body. Enter in the praise state and receive glad tidings of happiness, sweet aromas, and a Lord who is not angry. The gates open and they enter into the lowest heaven. For the impious, the opposite happens. Every gate of heaven will be shut. And from each level now, right, enter the lowest level of heaven. The angels will say, the guardians of that level, the soul is welcome in every heaven until it reaches the seventh heaven, which is beneath the throne of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And at the gate to each heaven, they will ask, what is this beautiful scent coming from the earth? The most elite angels of each heaven will escort it to the higher heaven until it will now meet with the souls of the believers. And we'll discuss that in more detail afterwards. But when they meet with the souls of the believers, from amongst those believers will be his family, his friends who had passed on before him. They will be so happy to see each other. Then Allah will make a decree that for the pious soul, write him in Illiyin. And for the impious soul, write him in Sijjin. That we will also unpack a little later. After this process, this trip to the heavens is over, then Allah will command the witnessing angels that take him back to the earth to complete his appointed time before resurrection. I promise them that from it I created them, meaning soil. Into it I will return them, and from it I resurrect them. مِنْهَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ وَفِيهَا نُعِيدُكُمْ وَمِنْهَا نُخْرِجُكُمْ تَارَةً أُخْرَى. The soul is now returned to the body, nicely and gently if it's a pious soul. It's thrown from the heavens back into the body if it's an impious soul. Allah protect us. And now the process in the grave starts, where you've just been buried, you can hear the footsteps moving, there's the squeeze of the grave, there's the questioning, all of that, inshallah, we will discuss as we continue further from here. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq and understanding.